Welcome to this edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a program highlighting the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis for the past week. Here's a look at some of the highlights for the week of October 16th to 22nd, 2020. PM Harris presided over annual budget estimates meeting, discounted VAT rate they confirmed, St. Kitts and Nevis launched climate change initiative, and public officials lauded for exemplary performance. I am your presenter, Sherima Matthew. Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris, and his cabinet met with senior government officials for the annual Budget Estimates Committee meetings that will chart the way forward for 2021. Prime Minister Harris said, "The budgetary process is a very long and tedious exercise, but one that is very necessary."
Everywhere, the budget debate is considered a confidence vote on the government. In the Westminster parliamentary model of democracy, the failure to pass a budget is considered to be equivalent of a vote of no confidence. Because without the resources having been approved, it becomes difficult for the government to pursue transactions as there is no legitimate basis for making payment, save for those expenditures which fall naturally because they are determined by way of the Constitution.
The Budget Estimates Committee meetings held at the Ministry of Finance conference room set the slate for development of the annual estimates and expenditure to guide the affairs of St. Kitts and Nevis. The annual budget exercise is a requirement of law stipulated in the Finance Administration Act that promotes good governance. This year's budget estimates are formulated in the context of COVID-19, which has devastated many countries. The St. Kitts and Nevis Cabinet has decided to grant one discounted VAT value-added tax rate day for 2020 in an attempt to boost consumer spending during the busy Christmas season. The announcement was made by Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris, when he addressed the nation during the Tuesday, October 20th edition of Leadership Matters.
On that day, as is the norm, the VAT payable on goods will be at 5%. So it is a special day in which the VAT rate is discounted, and it covers a range of items.
On the discounted VAT rate day, all tangible items currently subject to 17% VAT qualify for the discount on VAT day. Discussions will be held with the Chamber of Industry and Commerce to finalize the actual day. Climate change continues to pose a critical challenge for Caribbean Small Island Developing States, SIDS, and civil society organizations, CSOs, have little access to and engagement in climate finance mechanisms. As such, St. Kitts and Nevis launched a Green Climate Fund Readiness Project, enhancing Caribbean civil society's access and readiness for climate finance. Terry Morris, National Project Coordinator and Civil Society Liaison, touched briefly on the importance of the project.
There is an urgent need to build the resilience. The GCF project will facilitate such as we seek to build resilience in our vulnerable communities, among at-risk populations, and in communities that are at risk to disasters and destruction. Civil society organizations are well positioned, therefore, to lead that bottom-up approach. We believe that a grassroots approach to being able to have sustainable interventions is key to addressing the whole issue of climate change and other environmental issues.
Mr. Morris said that the project was timely as it set the tone for the observance of International Day Climate Action on October 24th, 2020. One expected outcome of climate change is an increase in the frequency and intensity of natural disasters. The new Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College National Emergency Management Agency Disaster Risk Reduction Education Program is likely to explore such. The program was officially launched on October 22, 2020. Speaking at the launch, Dr. Leighton Narain, Director of Institutional and Program Development at the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College, said that the program was conceptualized by CFBC and developed in partnership with NEMA and funded by the USAID Bureau of Humanitarian Assistance. Samantha Fox, Director of Student Services, said that the importance of such programs cannot be overstated.
Sometimes the value for educational programs can be overlooked, but we do hope that lessons learned in these sessions will be well received, as it can be the difference between life and death. Living in the Caribbean region puts us at risk for a number of hazards such as earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanoes, and tsunamis. While hazards are certainly not preventable, their disastrous impact can be mitigated via preventive measures such as disaster risk reduction education, such as we are launching today.
Samantha Fox, Director of Student Services. The implementation of a climate change adaptation project in St. Kitts and Nevis will address the scarcity of water that some learning institutions are currently facing. The project will retrofit existing cisterns in some areas and install water storage tanks in others. These institutions include nurseries, daycare centers, preschools, primary and secondary schools. Cheryl Jeffords, Conservation Officer at the Department of Environment, explains further.
The project is almost complete. Throughout St. Kitts and Nevis, over 4,000 students and faculty have benefited. Over at least 18 institutions across the two islands are now equipped with on-site water storage tanks and delivery systems, whether by pump or by gravity, to allow for transmission of stored water through the piping system. With a total capacity of 82,400 gallons of water that's been stored through the project.
Minister of Environment, the Honorable Eric Evelyn, said that the US $205,000 project, which is dubbed Ensuring Water Security in Vulnerable Schools in St. Kitts and Nevis through on-site water storage capacity, is very impactful. He said that climate change is very real, therefore, the importance of the project should never be underestimated. Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris lauded several key public servants and entities for playing an integral role in keeping the government of St. Kitts and Nevis functioning during the peak period of the COVID-19 pandemic.
As we look to this important milestone in the opening up of our country with a view to sustain recovery in the COVID era, I want to place and record the Cabinet's deep appreciation to several outstanding public officials for their work to date. I especially want to thank those of our public servants who went beyond the call of duty to ensure the continuity of government at the onslaught of and during the difficult period of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Dr. Harris reflected on the stay-at-home order that was implemented under the COVID-19 Emergency Powers Regulations to keep citizens and residents safe from the virus. He said that despite the lockdowns and curfews, and I quote, during the difficult first months of April to June 2020, end of quote, the performance of various departments were exemplary. Those recognized were the Ministry of Finance, the Accountant General Levi Bratcher and the Treasury Department, the Head of Payroll Unit and the Chief Personnel Officer, as well as the Chief Executive Officer of STEP and their staff, the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Dolores Stapleton-Harris, and the Health Emergency Operations Center, HEOC. the Ministry of Sustainable Development, the Department of Labor, the Office of the Attorney General, the Government Printry, ZIZ, and the National Emergency Operations Center, NEOC, for their tremendous work. And speaking of the novel coronavirus, the new COVID-19 Prevention and Control Bill 2020, which received its first read in the National Assembly on October 15th, will ensure a more permanent solution to public safety when it passes. Superintendent of Police Cromwell Henry has more.
This bill is intended to replace the Emergency Powers COVID-19 regulations and provide a more permanent legal framework to regulate the containment of spread of COVID-19 in the Federation. The main provisions of the COVID-19 regulations, which we are all quite familiar with, will form part of this new bill. It will also give legal effect to all the protocols that will be implemented at our air and seaports for incoming travelers and at our hotels and other tourism-related sites. There will be a strict regime of COVID-19 inspections and certification for all major sectors of our economy. Our hotels, taxi and tour operators, sea transportation and boating sector, tourism-related sites and educational institutions.
As St. Kitts and Nevis prepares for the October 31st official reopening of the borders, Superintendent Henry encouraged citizens and residents to adopt the non-pharmaceutical interventions such as wearing a mask, practicing good hygiene and sanitization habits, and observing social and physical distancing protocols. These, he said, should keep everyone safe. Thanks for viewing SKNIS Week in Review. I am Sherima Matthew. See you next week as we continue to update you, the general public, on what's happening in and around the Federation.